Thank you so much for joining us at another edition of the podcast at Piano SD. I'm so excited for a lot of things that are taking place right this moment. Even as we speak, we are now somewhere over 20,000 followers and are just continuing to grow. I'm so excited because we've reached such pinnacles. We've also, I think, since the last podcast, opened up a t-shirt shop, which is going unbelievably well, and a lot of requests coming in and a lot of things going on. So if you have the opportunity to go to www.pianosd.com, on the right-hand side of the website, you'll see a sign that says Piano SD Gear Shop. Click on that and go in and find a t-shirt and wear your profession, your trade, or your passion with pride. That's four P words. So I'm excited to be joined today by Anne-Marie Karash. She is one of the local composers, performers, all the teacher, all the things that about piano. I'm so excited to have you today.
Well, I'm excited to be here. Thank you very much.
Welcome. You've had so many things exciting going on recently. I just wanted to have the opportunity to talk with you and to get you to tell me about what's going on in your world. Well, tell me about the big centennial at Arroyo Grande.
Well, last year was the 100th centennial for the city I live in, Arroyo Grande.
Right.
And the committee commissioned me to write a piece that would represent the history of the area, the early history and the current history, and the excitement that look forward to the future. So I wrote Arroyo Grande, the place to be. It has five verses and a chorus, and where every time we performed it, it was a sing-along. So we'd hand out the music, and everybody in the audience would sing with us the chorus, and the verse, it was an easy verse to follow along. So it was for the city, a gift for the city to sing about itself.
So nice. I love Arroyo Grande. Did you do this in the little park area down there?
Yes.
With the chickens?
We did. And one of the verses about the chickens roaming free. So, yes, that's in there. It was at the in the village.
A lot of the people who are listening to us have never seen Arroyo Grande, so they don't know about the chickens. But I get great pride in going and watching the chickens stomp around and cluck.
Yes.
Reminds me of back at home in North Carolina.
Uh-huh. And we have a swinging bridge, too, which is also historic.
The swinging bridge is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little weary of bridges. But I can make it across.
Yeah, good.
So now you did this one. Was this for last year's celebration?
Yes, that was the centennial last year.
Very nice. It was an honor to be chosen to do that.
Thank you. It was an honor.
And since then, you've also had a new album?
Yes, that was prior to the centennial. That's been out. It's available on iTunes and Amazon.com even.
So it's called Refreshing Rain.
Yes, it's a meditative, a relaxing CD. It's been used for a variety of different people in different situations, wherever a calming music is needed, like in doctor's offices.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
And with some patients that are needing calming, like we all need calming, and a lot of my friends.
Some days more than others, yeah, yes. So, tell me, how would we find the album?
You would find it on iTunes using my name.
Okay, Anne-Marie, A-N-N-M-A-R-I-E, and Karash is the last name, K-U-R-R-A-S-C-H. Anne-Marie Karash, and it's available on iTunes. Now, the title track is Refreshing Rain. Any particular inspiration behind that?
Yes,
one?
I was living on Maui at the time, and it's just a sense of what it feels like to be there when it's raining, gentle rain, and it was very relaxing kind of way.
And we're going to play that selection almost 4 minutes. And is it orchestrations or just
piano? It's keyboard.
Just keyboard?
So
okay, nice. So we're going to play that for you now so you enjoy, and we'll be back with you in one moment. Wow, that was incredible. So nice. Very, I can see me in Maui watching the rain. Very, very cool. Very cool. And so there's 15 songs on this album. And are they all of the same nature? Some of them?
They're all calming. There are two on there that is actual flute and piano.
Oh, nice.
They were from, I wrote the songs from my daughter's wedding. And two of those, the flute and piano, I included because they're just really great.
Nice. So, if you should say so yourself.
Yes. I just, you know, there's not a dry eye in the place for the wedding, so I thought let's just have a few.
And you wrote all the songs and you performed all
the
songs.
Yes, I wrote them all, performed them all.
So I'm just going to, this is an off the cuff, we weren't ready for this one. Tell me about Precious John.
My grandson. I wrote several versions for the first song for my grandson. Precious John was the first one, but I ended up with another one that I didn't want to record because it makes me cry, so that one didn't quite make it to that. But yeah, Precious John, there are four lullabies in there. I was also selling lullabies at the time, so people, when it was a great idea, when people had either grandchild or their own child, a song with the child's name in it, to be sung as a lulling measure, and my daughter put both her sons to bed with the lullabies, and it was, they both knew their lullabies, so as they heard their lullaby, it just kind of calmed them, and it went over and over and over again.
And you know, what a great way to learn. I think, you know, music.
Well, it stayed with them, so I could use it when they got older. I could sing the lullaby to them, and it would calm them. It was like,
Does it still work?
No, not at six.
You're always singing that song, walking through the house.
I will, but...
So tell me what's new on the horizon.
Well, I have this book out. It's fresh off the press. It's called Let's Play, or The Collection. I'm changing the name on it. But it's a collection of 12 piano solos. They're all at the intermediate level, so... teachers out there with students at that level, I think, would find it enjoyable. It's a variety of tunes from swaying to great melodies to Refreshing Rain is also on there, meditative, wistful. There's a Honeymoon Rag, which I also wrote for my daughter when they were on their honeymoon. It's very humorous.
Nice.
So they're different styles. The title of it, 12 piano solos for all occasions. So, you know, it's one. The first one is called Stand Tall. It's a confidence building song.
Now, are you going to have a CD for this one as well?
Yes, I'm in the process of making a CD. I'm recording it in our local studio in the area.
Oh, here in San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo.
Oh, nice, yes. And that is available.
This is available at my website currently. Yes.
So the website is www.annmariekurash.com. www.annmariekurash. I'm a southerner, so I spell everything because nobody ever understands anything I'm saying. but so this is available as well as... this CD, the one we just heard today, and the one that's coming up, right?
Yes.
When's that going to be available? Do you know?
3 weeks.
In 3 weeks? Oh, 3 weeks. Wow, that's quick. And what else is on the website there? Is the place to be on the website as well?
No.
Okay.
But I have, I've written 3 CDs, and all 3 of them are available at my website.
Nice.
And also my business, which is My Heart Song Music. I write songs for all occasions, so weddings.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Lullabies. I have a retirement song. I have a song just when you want to get up in the morning. So, you know, there's. I think music speaks in ways that words don't. And,
oh, absolutely.
I write songs.
Absolutely. I'm so delighted to have you here. This was a very special time for us to get together and talk about all the new stuff that you have going on. I know that you have your books are available at some bookstores. I know one particular is in Santa Barbara.
Yes.
And available in, you know, various places, and hoping to grow from here. I know this is just the beginning for you. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you, Rick. Thank you for this opportunity. It's
Thanks
great.
For being here today. And thank you for being here at another podcast at the Piano SD Piano Social Directory. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Bye-bye.